Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
All together, please. Om ajnana timarandasya ganandana salakaya chakshurun militam yena tasmai shri gurave namaha shri chaitanya manovistam stavidam yena bhutale swayam rupa kadamayam dadati swapadantikam vandeham shri guru shri yukta parakamalam shri gurun vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raganatham Vitam Tham Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Prijana Sahitam Krishna Jaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padang Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakam Vitamsha He Krishna Karana Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapcha Kanchana Gaurange Rade Vrindavanishwari Vrishubana Sudadevi Pranamami Hari Priye Pancha Kalpa Dharubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bevacha Paditanam Pavnebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So, reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, translation and commentary, His Divine Grace, Srila Bhaktivedanta Goswami, Srila Prabhupada, Ki. Canto 7, Chapter 2. Hiranyakashipu, the king of the demons. Today's verse is number 23. So the board is there on the... the sloka is there on the board. So please repeat. Yathambasya Pralate... Sorry. Prachalata Taravo pi chala iva chakshusha brahmya manena drishyate chalativa bhuyaha yatamba sa pralachalata Taravo pi chala iva Chakshusha Brahmya manena Drishyate chalitiva bhuyaha Yathambasya pralayata Taravo pi chala iva Chakshusa Brahm Yamanena Drishyate Chalativa Bhuyaha Yathambasya Pralalata Taravopi Chala Iva Chakshusa Brahm Yamanena Drishyate chalitiva bhuyaha. Bhuyaha. So, word for word, please repeat. Yatha. Just as. Ambasa. By water. Pralayata. Moving. Tarava. The trees. On the bank of a river. Api, also. Chala, moving. Iva, just if. As if. Sorry, as if, yes. As if. Chakshusha, by the eye. Brahmaya manena, moving. Drishyate, is seen. Chaliti, moving. Iva, as if. Bhuya, the ground. Translation, Srila Prabhupada. Because of the movements of the water, the trees on the bank of a river, when reflected on the water, seem to move. Similarly, when the eyes move because of some mental derangement, the land appears to move also. Please repeat. Because of the movements of the water, the trees on the bank of a river, when reflected on the water, seem to move. Similarly, when the eyes move because of some mental derangement, the land appears to move also. Purport Srila Prabhupada. Sometimes, because of mental derangement, the land appears to be moving. A drunkard, for example, or a person with heart disease sometimes feels that the land is moving. Similarly, the reflection of trees in a flowing river also appear to move. These are the actions of Maya. Actually, the living entity does not move, stanor achalo yam. The living entity does not take birth or accept death. But because of the transient, subtle and gross bodies, the living entity appears to move from one place to another or to be dead and gone forever. As the great Bengali Vaishnava poet Jagananda Pandit has said, Pishashi Paila Yena Mati Chanahaya Maya Grasta Jiva Rahaya Se Bhava Udhaya. According to this statement from the Prema Vavarta, when a living entity is conditioned by material nature, he is exactly like a person haunted by a ghost. One should therefore understand the fixed position of the spirit soul and how he is carried away by the waves of material nature to different bodies and different situations under lamentation and hankering. One achieves the success of life when he understands the constitutional position of his self and is undisturbed by the conditions created by material nature. Prakriti kriyamanai gunai karmani sarvasaha. So, that's Prabhupada's purport. Excuse the condition, but it's just in an illusion, according to the purport. So, mukam krochi vachalam pangam laite grim yad kripa tamaham bande shi gurun dinatarinam yatha bhashya pralayatha taravopi chala iva chakshusha brahmya manena drishyate chalitiva bhuya. Because of the movements of the water, the trees on the bank of a river, when reflected on the water, seem to move. Similarly, when the eyes move because of some mental derangement, the land appears to move also. Yes, so Prabhupada defines that illusory movement of the tree. The tree is not moving, but apparently, if you're looking at the water, it's moving. So that indicates that the living entity is going through transformations only if you look at the living entity from the material standpoint. Similarly, the tree on the other analogy, yes, when you move, say you're drunk or you have some mental disease or you're stumbling, then the land that you're walking upon seems to move also. So this is a reference to the fixed nature, the fixed position, the fixed swarup, the fixed constitutional nature of the soul. Actually, there are three positions elucidated by Srila Prabhupada and evoked in the verse. Three positions. One is the fixed one, that is the spirit soul. He's in a fixed position, constitutionally. He's unchangeable. The second is the consciousness. That can be in flux. And then the other position is the location, physical location. For example, we have two locations. We are in this room, this temple room. That is our physical location. But also, according to our consciousness, we are located. Right? Just like Narada Muni, he may be in the location of the material world, within the confines of a particular universe, but he is always situated, in terms of consciousness, in transcendence. And then the third quality, the soul, it is immovable. So this is very important to understand these three distinctions. Ultimately, the spirit soul, to start with the spirit soul, Jivera Swarupoi Nichera Krishnadas. He's Nitya. He's constantly, unchangeably Krishnadas. But according to his illusory or his consciousness is affected by the modes of material nature and the illusions thereof, he considers himself a material product and he becomes forgetful of his true nature. And then he is, according to that consciousness, as Prabhupada says here in the end of the purport, he travels throughout the universe, soshiti kongshiti, hankering for some material thing and then lamenting when it's lost. And always in a state of kunta, whether he's hankering or possessing or losing, he's always in kunta, he's always in anxiety, he's always feeling some lack. So therefore he lusts, his prema is transformed into calm, he lusts for the material things that to fill the gap he feels within, the lack. Of course that lack is to be situated in his fixed position as the servant of Krishna. He intuitively feels that lack, but he has no knowledge of how to attain that position. Jivara Swarupoi Nichera Krishnadas. So what's that sloka? Mavai Vamsa Jiva Loke Jiva Bhuta Sanatana Manak Shastra Indriyani Prakriti Karshati. Prakriti Karshati. That the jiva is the angsa of Krishna. He's part of Krishna. He's non-different in quality from Krishna. Krishna is eternal. The living entity is eternal. The Krishna is unlimited conscious. The living entity is conscious by nature. Chit. He means he should be in a situation of knowledge. But he's in an achit, illusory condition. Maya. What is the definition of maya? Maya means that which is not. So in the material world, haunted by a ghost, as Prabhupada says, quoting Jagadananda Pandit, the living entity is haunted by illusion. He's like a ghostly haunted person talking to apparitions, hallucinations. They may be there or not, but he is involved in reciprocating with this illusory conception. And then he is transmigrating into different locations in the world. But his nature is never changed. Why is that? Because the illusory energy acts upon his consciousness, not his ultimate nature. Just like the sun. You cannot affect the sun by its potency. But you can affect the sunlight. If you put up some translucent green sheet, the sunlight will become green. If you put a red one, the sunlight will become red. If you put a pink one, it'll become pink. So the sunlight can be affected, but not the sun, by your plastic sheet. So the illusory energy acts upon the consciousness of the living entity. And the living entity, identifying with his consciousness naturally, he considers himself in happiness, distress, in desire, in lack, in anxiety. Because he's identifying with his consciousness, not his ultimate, transcendental, immovable, unchangeable self. So therefore, he experiences the illusory conditions, that which is not as his reality, because he has no conception of the higher fixed position of the nature of the soul. And therefore he changes location spatially throughout the universe. So this is the unfortunate condition of the soul that is not linked to Krishna. When the living entity is linked to Krishna, bhakti mam abhijananti, by devotional mood, then his eternal nature comes forward. Then he realizes that he is not the illusory external energy, he's not involved with that, but he's fixed in his swaroop. Jai! Sri Sri Gornitai, Sri Guru Parampara, Krishna Balaram, Gomata, Tulsi Maharani, Lalit Vishaka, Radhisham Sunda, Shalagram Maharaj, Giri Govardhan, Ki Jai. So this is a very fortunate condition. So the aim of human life is to go from the unfortunate condition to the fortunate condition, to go from the illusory condition to the chit condition. From now we're in Sat, we're Asat, we're in the temporary condition instead of the eternal realization. Instead of being in Chit, in a situation of revelation and realization, free of the Maya Shakti, we're in the Achit, we're in the illusory consciousness, full of ideas and isms and programs to make a solution. And instead of being Ananda, Krishna is Anandamaya Bhasat. So instead of being linked with the fully effulgent, blissful Supreme Lord, we're Niranand. We're trying to enjoy that which is fundamentally not enjoyable. It is dead matter. Of course, this is Vrindavan Dham. So in the Dham, if you read the Shastra, everything is actually chit. It is made out of the chit shakti, but it is parading itself as the material elements. That is a concept for contemplation. So we cannot say this is unconscious matter, this table or this microphone. It is actually chit shakti. That is the mystic nature of the Dham. However, in the material conception, he is trying to enjoy something which is unconscious and something which is apart from his nature. So how can he become satisfied? Huh? If you're trying to enjoy something that with which you have no fundamental relationship or connection or possibility of connection, and that is the nature of the soul, he's conscious and blissful and eternal, but he's trying to enjoy something that is transitory, that is illusory, that is jada, maya, that is not happiness. And so life after life, he tries to get happiness in this material world, becomes bahimukh, and he loses his real vigraha. Krishna, Lord Brahma says, Sachidananda vigraha. What does vigraha mean? It means form and personality. That is also referenced in the conception of the jiva as swaroop. What does swaroop mean? You've heard of swaroop siddhi. So that is the goal of human life, to attain swaroop siddhi, perfection in one swaroop. What is swaroop? Swa means own, and rupa means form and constitutional nature. So that swaroop is intrinsic. It is your nature. And it contains your fundamental, intrinsic, inherent, natural quality of Satchitananda and Vigraha, personality. Krishna has form and personality, very wondrous. And so every living entity partakes of that nature. He is also Satchitananda, and he also has form and personality. This is the deviation of the Babajis that you should be very careful of in Vrindavan. They say that the Swarup is added to the soul. And by your imagination of Swarup during the period of sadhana, you will attain that Swarup that you focus upon. That is not Swarup. That is assumed Rup. So therefore they're equating in their perverted conceptions that the living entity is actually impersonal but has to attain a spiritual personality, that has to attain a spiritual form. Actually, that is inherent, the Swarup. So the proper understanding of sadhana, and Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, he made war on the Babajis and they tried to kill him for this reason, that no, the form and Swarup is inherent. It is not given by your silly pranali. It is not given by imagination, but it is awoken. That is Swarup. That is fixed. There is a letter in Prabhupada's letters in the folio. Yes, to Rupanuga, 8th of August, 1969. And there Prabhupada explains that just like within a seed there is a plant, just like there's a tree. So initially that tree will have been a seed. But through development of the seed, the intrinsic nature of that seed becomes expressed as the form and nature of the tree. So this is the analogy that Prabhupada uses to explain the growth of the spirit soul from the beej-like condition. The soul is a beej, but through sadhana he awakens and manifests his swarup. And just like a seed is brought to fruition and manifestation of its intrinsic nature, similarly, by what? By the sunlight and by the warmth of the condition and the water. So similarly, by hearing and chanting, Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu, Smaranam, then one comes to the fruition of his Swarup. So you should understand that. You have everything already. You don't have to go to some bogus Babaji who tells you, oh, give me $20 and I'll reveal your Swarup. If anyone tries to lay that on you, whether he be in Radha Kund or not, he's a nonsense. And he is not giving the message of Mahaprabhu. If you study Jiva Dharma, all the Vaishnava literatures, the Bhagavatam, even the Gita itself explains that the soul is intrinsically unchangeable. The Swarup is a manifestation of or a progression of that which is contained within itself. Furthermore, you can read in the Vedanta Sutra, the Govinda Bhasya of Baladev, Vidyabhushan, in the fourth pada of the fourth adaya, verses 1 to 3. It explains, there this question is asked. The question, you know, because in the Vedanta Sutra, it's in like question and answer. The progression of the philosophical discourse takes that form. So the question is asked at the beginning of that fourth pada. Fourth adaya means fourth section. It's in that is the moksha adaya. There's four adayas in the Vedanta Sutra. One is the Sambandha adaya, the other is the Abhidaya, and then there's the Prayojan adaya, and then there's the Muksha, the conditions of liberation. So in the fourth pada, the fourth section of the fourth section of the Vedanta Sutra, verses 1 to 3, Baladeva Vidyabhushan, and he asked that question. Some say, and they quote the Shastra saying, that the soul attains form. So the question is then asked, is that form of the soul attained in the sense that we attain wealth? In this material world, we're born naked, but we attain wealth by birth or by karma or something. We attain, and the wealth is external to our being, but we attain it, we get it. So that question is asked, because there are statements in the Shastra about the attainment of the swarup, of liberation, of relationship with Krishna. So it is a valid thing, and the Shastra can be interpreted in that direction. Is the swarup attained? In that sense, got from outside. And Baladev, he quotes, he says, this is a misinterpretation, and it is not Siddhanta. It is a grasping and twisting certain aspects, just like the Mayavadis, they have their four Mahavakyas upon which they prove monism, but they're only grasping certain sections and distorting the meaning to gain their monistic idea. So these people, they take certain aspects of the Shastra, the form is attained by sadhana, and then they say, oh look, it's attained, that means it's gotten by Shastra, that means you don't have it. Huh? But then Baladev, he quotes from the Chandogya Upanishad, Swarupena Abhavashtitidha, that the swarup is attained from within. And therefore, also in the Bhagavatam, Muktir Hitavan Yata Rupan Swarupena Abhavashtitihi. What is mukti? Mukti is to be situated in your swarupena, abhivishtiti, situated in the swarup of yourself. It is not gained by imagination that immediately from the position of sadhana, I put on the dress, I imitate the dress of the Goswamis, and then I do Leela Smaranam. When I don't know anything about Bhagavad Gita, I don't know anything about the spirit soul, I don't know anything about the Maya Shakti, I don't know anything about the Chit Shakti, but I am meditating on myself as a participant in the intimate pastimes of the Supreme Lord. This is a foolishness. This is called Sahajiyism. And because they're not purified materially, therefore they see those pastimes from a materially conditioned standpoint. And therefore they become Prakriti Sahajiya. And they try to interpret and practice those things materially on the gross platform. And that is a great mistake. So of course, that is the result of taking shelter of a bogus personality. No, Rupa Raghunath, the Sad Goswami, Vyasadeva, the Bhagavatam, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Prabhupada, our own Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, they're all exactly clear on the point that the swarup is intrinsic to the soul. Otherwise, the spiritual world is non-different from the material world. In the material world, we have, as explained here, we have these changeable bodies, changeable consciousness, changeable location, and then we go to the spiritual world and we assume another body. Just in the same way that when we come to the material world, we assume this material body. That means the spiritual world is not the natural condition of the soul. It is an assumed position. So you can see that because of ignorance of spiritual and transcendental Siddhanta, they are interpreting the spiritual world and equating it to the spiritual and material world and coming to the same conclusion, that the soul has no fixed identity, rather he's changing his identity or another assumed identity on the transcendental platform. So you can see the period of sadhana is very important. Period of sadhana means to understand the nature of the soul. What is sadhana bhakti? It is to grasp sambandha jnana. That is the first job of the devotee, to understand sambandha, relationships of four things: Krishna and his three primary energies. Krishna, the Chit Shakti, the Maya Shakti, and the Jiva Shakti. These are the four divisions. You can put the Shiva Tattva into Krishna Tattva. So if you know Sambandha Gyan, if you understand each of those four elements, and you understand the interrelationship between them all, that knowledge will purify you. That knowledge, if you contemplate it and study it nicely under an accomplished master, then you can become liberated. Then you can perform Abhideya. Abhideya means what? Bhakti. Two divisions of Abhideya. Two divisions of bhakti, sadhana and bhava bhakti. Two divisions of sadhana bhakti means vaidhi sadhana bhakti and then raganuga sadhana bhakti. And then two divisions of bhava bhakti is bhava bhakti and prem bhakti. So you should understand all those progressions, and you should understand the right practices in accordance with those progressions. But the Abhideya has to be performed on the basis of Sambandha Gyan. Then you can attain Prayojan, then you can attain your Swarup, then you can attain Swarup Siddhi. Then your Swarup in the condition of Bhava Bhakti will become self-manifest. Prabhupada and Rupa Goswami explains, same thing, Nectar of Devotion. Says, young boy and young girl, they play together innocently. But then at the right stage of maturity, then romantic conjugal feelings arise. So similarly, the Swarup, the fixed nature of the soul, becomes manifest at the right stage of progression of bhava, the progression of bhakti, reaching bhava. At bhava bhakti, Swarup is attained. But that is another deviation of the Babajis. What does Krishna say? How do you attain bhava? Manmana bhava mad bhakto, bhakta. Bhakta, Bhagavan, bhakti and bhava, they all rooted on the same pa. So how do you attain that bhava which will reveal your swarup, your fixed nature? You attain it by bhakti, but you attain that bhava by meditating on the Supreme Lord, not yourself. That is another deviation of the Babajis. They tell you, oh, imagine yourself in this way, meditate on yourself in this way. No, clearly in the Gita, manmana bhava mad bhakto, you meditate upon the nature of Krishna, you realize Krishna, and then when you realize in Krishna, you realize all the sambandha gyan, and you realize yourself. Just in the same way that when the sun comes up, all the interrelationships of the forest, the river, the trees, the water, that is revealed. So when Krishna is revealed, your relationship, your swarup, jivara swarupoi nichara Krishna das, that is revealed. In fact, without realizing Krishna, how will you ever realize your relationship with Krishna? Unless you realize the king, know the king, how can you serve the king? Oh, I'm serving the king. Do you know who he is? No. Then how are you serving the king? You don't know who he is, you don't know where he lives, you don't know his nature, you don't know his requirements, but you're saying I'm the servant of the king. No, you're a fool. So, this is the important point. Manmana bhava mad bhakto. Prabhupada mentions it here in the purport in a different way. Majaji mam namaskuru. This is the most confidential knowledge. Of course, you're all devotees, but we should not gloss over it. But we should fix this understanding in our mind that yena tena prakarena mana Krishna nisheshanat. Somehow or other, one way or other, we should always remember Krishna. That means we should have the correct conception of Krishna. We gain that from the Acharyas, from the Shastra, from Guru, Guru Sadhu Shastra. But if we go to bogus guru and he tells us, oh, you meditate on yourself and then you'll attain Krishna, that is nonsense. That's a reversal of what's in the Shastra. You won't attain your fixed nature in that way. You realize Krishna. And then what is that sloka in the Gita? Janati purushottamam sa sarvabhi... No. Sa... What is that? He who realizes me as a Supreme Person, Janati Purushottam, Sa Sarvabhid Bhajati Mam. He engages in my devotional service, Sarva Bhavena Bharata. That person is the knower of everything. Huh? Just like Prabhupada could speak fluently on anything, politics, social organization, spirituality, mundane things. Why? Because he could see from the position of Krishna consciousness. So when we're conscious of Krishna, when we know Krishna, we understand everything. Because we're situated in the Chit Shakti. We're not in the Maya Shakti, imagining political solutions, imagining this conception, this idea. But we're seeing from a position of revelation, of realization. In the spiritual world, people live eternally in a position of ecstatic revelation of Krishna's wonderful nature and Krishna's devotees' wonderful nature. In the material world, they're in a miserable condition of illusion where they have all these transient changing opinions. Just like the trembling of the tree on the water. They're not looking at the actual tree. But they're in this bewildered, drunken condition, haunted condition, where everything is changing, and they're grasping at straws, trying to find some permanence through political ideologies, globalism, communism, socialism, capitalism, they're all incoming feminism, whatever. They're all just illusory conceptions thrown up by the illusory energy. And they can never satisfy the living entity in his quest to fill that emptiness within himself. But when he realizes Krishna, he becomes Atmaram. Atmaram. He becomes satisfied and blissful. And in that position, his spontaneous spontaneously serves his beloved Lord. That is the perfection of life. So, by grace of Guru, we attain that position. Brahmananda Brahmite Kona Bhagyavan. We are wandering all over the universe from life to life. But we meet Guru by grace of Krishna. We meet by grace of Nityananda. Nityananda is Guru Shakti. We meet Guru. And then by following the instruction of Guru, through Guru, realized Guru, Uttamadikari Guru, we realize Krishna. When we realize Krishna, we come out of this Trivre, this shaking condition, this illusory condition of the material world. So the debt we have to Guru is unlimited because he gives us the unlimited transcendental platform. He gives us realization, not of our difference from the transient nature. He gives us realization of Swarup. He gives us our real understanding. So, eternally we are in debt to the Guru. And so therefore, as sadhakas, and this is the perfection, somebody was talking about what's the philosophy of education some weeks back. The philosophy of education of Krishna consciousness is very easy. Guru Ashraya. Two words. You take shelter of the Uttamadhikari Guru and you serve him as your life and soul. You become his servant. You try to fulfill his mission. You try to satisfy the Guru. Mahat Sevam Dwaram Aho Vimuktes. The service to the Mahatma is the door to liberation. Huh? So now we're in this illusory condition. But if we become the servant of the Mahatma, the great soul, Mahatmanastamam Partha Devim Prakritim Ashtrita. What is the Mahatma? He's somebody who's sheltered in the spiritual energy. So if you serve somebody in the spiritual energy, you're linked to the spiritual energy, and then you will realize your fixed nature. You won't be identifying with the transient anymore. And you'll go to the eternal nature, eternally. Huh? Sanatana. So, the soul is, this verse Prabhupada says here, Stano Reva Achalo. This is also there, Nainam Jintanti Shastrani, Nainam Bar. The soul is not damaged by being in the material energy, but he becomes fully manifest his glory. There's that verse, second chapter 29. Some look upon the soul as amazing, some hear of him as amazing, some but cannot understand him as amazing. The soul is amazing. Why? He's non-different from Krishna. He's meant to be in the association of Krishna. He's not made for this illusory condition. So by grace of Guru, becoming the servant of the order of the Guru, this is the greatest education, because you become realized in everything. You realize Krishna, Janati Purushottam Sa Sava Vid Bhajatiman Sava Bhavena Bharata. You become the knower of everything, because you become situated in the Chit Shakti, not the Maya Shakti. So therefore every thought you have is in accordance with realization. You're never confused. You're not like the ghost or the drunken man, as Prabhupada says. So how can we repay the Guru? He's opening Mahatsevam Dwaram, but we have to walk through it. We have to, Krishna, even if we have knowledge, just like this knowledge here, it's been given by Hiranyakashipu to his grandmother. But the problem is Hiranyakashipu doesn't accept that fixed nature. Jivara Swarupoi Nichara Krishnadas Mavaivamsa Jiva Bhute Sanatana. He's eternally the Ansa. Hiranyakashipu wants to become the Bhagavan. So that's the rebellion that keeps us in the Maya Shakti. Tamishra, we rebel against the supremacy of the Supreme Lord, and we think, I can change it all around. Hiranyakashipu, Ravana, they embody that. Oh no, there's so many monism, the Mayavadis and all these secret societies doing their perverted rituals. They're trying to attain godhood. Huh? They think, yes, now I'm a spirit soul, but I'm going to become God. So they're revolting against, they are revolting, by revolting against their true nature. So surrender means to accept reality, that I'm the answer of Krishna. I am by nature Swarup. And that is humility. Humility means to accept reality, that we are the answer of Krishna, and we have a wonderful master. Ainanda Tanuja Kinkaram, I'm your servant. That is the entrance to Bhava Bhakti. But I've fallen into this material nature. You pick me up. That is bhakti. We rely on Krishna. So we surrender means to say, Krishna, I belong to you. I'm not going to falsely try and become the proprietor and controller, enjoyer of your material energy. I'm going to use it in your service. Nirbandha Krishna Sambande Yukta Vairagya Uchite. So this is Krishna consciousness. Instead of trying to enjoy the material energy, accumulate wealth, followers, sex life, we use all the material things in the glorification of Krishna. Just like the flowers, they're coming out of the ground, but we're giving them to Krishna. So, our business is to to catch all the spirit souls and give them to Krishna. In the 29th chapter of 11th canto, that's what Krishna says to Uddhava, that if you worship the living entity and you always meditate on my presence within all living entities, and you give full respect to all living entities as my parts and parcels, as my temple I'm living within, I consider this the greatest worship. So the greatest worship is to give people Krishna consciousness. Confirmed. Srila Prabhupada, Lord Nityananda, Harinam Sankirtan, Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai. Any question?
Thank you, Prabhu, for the nice class. So, about this Swarup Siddhi, well, if this is fixed and it is revealed, what is need for Siddha Pranali? Because this one.
Well, it's nonsense. This Siddha Pranali is not mentioned in the Bhagavatam, not Negro Devotion, Iludumale, Jaiva Dharma. It's not mentioned, it's a concocted idea. It's silly pranali, not siddha pranali. It is a concocted idea. You won't find it anywhere. It's something that the sahajiyas have made up to get a handle on the, you can't attain swarup without me. So they're putting themselves in the position of Krishna. Krishna creates the spirit soul with the swarup, but these bogus Babaji say, I am giving you swarup. Therefore they say, I'm Krishna, because I'm giving what Krishna gives, the swarup. This is nonsense. This Siddha Pranali is bogus. Show me it in the Shastra, show me in the Bhagavatam. Where? Can anyone find any reference to it? So it's a perversion of what's actually called by Bhaktivinoda Thakur. If you read 39th chapter of Jaiva Dharma, you will find Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he explains Bhajana Pranali. That is a practice at the stage of Bhava Bhakti. The disciple, he's experiencing ecstasy and he's realizing Krishna. He's already had darshan of Krishna a number of times. So he inquires from his guru, I'm getting these waves of ecstatic emotion. How can I fix it? It's coming in waves. So then the guru, on the basis of that awakening spiritual nature, it's described there, he gives a Kadadas bath as a way for the practice of that devotee at that stage of Bhava Bhakti to fix his ecstasy and develop it to prema. Do you understand? So if you must know, that is a bona fide practice. But this Siddha Pranali is a perversion of Bhajana Pranali. They give this Siddha Pranali to the neophyte. I heard about three Russians. They went to some bogus Babaji in Radhakund, and they gave him a donation, and he gave them their Diksha Patra, right? And he told each one of them, this is your swarup. And he said, but don't reveal it to anyone else. This happened just a month or two ago. And then, so there were three Russian friends, you know how it is. They got together, come on, you tell me yours, you tell me yours. And so they found out they all had exactly the same idea. So they found out they'd been conned. He'd given them the same swarup. So that's the perversion of what's called Bhajana Pranali. Read Jaiva Dharma, 39th chapter. But read all the earlier chapters and do good sadhana before you get into these esoteric, and take shelter of a proper Shiksha Guru to guide you, right? And then you won't be like a sheep taken to be slaughtered by some foolish persons. Situate yourself in knowledge, sambandha gyan. Understand the true nature. You have your swarup. It's not awoken. Just like if I give you a whole load of seeds, or you give me a whole load of seeds, and I say, oh, that's a banyan tree, that's a this, I don't know. How do I know what's in the seed? I'm not qualified to see what's in the seed. It's not developed. This is a gross example. So if somebody says, when you're in a neophyte condition where your swarup is not manifest or even awoken, when you don't even know how to chant Hare Krishna properly, and that person says, I'll reveal your swarup, you can know that he's a fool and rascal. The swarup is revealed within the consciousness. And then above swarup siddhi, there is vastu siddhi. Vastu siddhi means you lose all connection with the material energy and you go to the transcendental abode. That's even higher. So you can attain swarup siddhi at bhava bhakti. But you have to, what does Krishna say in the Gita? Yakshastra ushrichya. If you give up the shastra, if you don't follow guru, sadhu and shastra, then na sukhim, na param gatim, na siddhim. You don't attain happiness, the supreme abode or perfection. Everything has to be done according to shastra. Dharma samstapanathaya. So don't become bewildered by these. If it was a part of bhakti, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta, Bhakti Vinod Thakur and Bhakti Vedanta would have brought it to us, would have described it. But these bogus Babaji say, oh, he only taught you the ABC. Now you come to me. Oh, I kick on your face. You fool and rascal, how you dare say that? Reading the newspaper in Radhakund from morning till night. You don't even know what's in his books and you're ready to say he gave ABC. Oh, fools and rascals. If it was a valid practice, then it would have been put forward by the Acharyas. But you'll never find it. You won't find it in Vedanta Sutra, Srimad Bhagavatam, Puranaka, Dudonita, you won't find it anywhere. But you'll find it in some concocted badmash that just wants to cause disturbance out of his envy. So don't associate. Know the philosophy of these people, but don't but become associated in the proper Bhagavat philosophy. Listen to the Acharyas. Study Satsandarbha, study the Gita. Study the Chaitanya Charitamrita. Is it mentioned in Chaitanya Charitamrita? Huh? Yes, Nitya Siddha Krishna. That's not Siddha Pranali. There's no such mention of it there. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, postgraduate Prabhupada says. It's not in Chaitanya Bhagavat. I've never come across it anywhere. So you can be assured that it's all nonsense. You have your swarup, you have Maha Mantra, you have Sadhu Sangha, you have Dharma Tattva, you have the Bhagavatam, but do you have the application? You have to provide that. Okay, Srila Prabhupada, Sadhu Sangha, Bhagavatam, ki jai.